Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies and pleasant temperatures, perfect for a day out. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are sunny with a gentle breeze. Meanwhile, in Haifa, expect mild weather throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that Trump urged Netanyahu to withdraw Israeli troops from Syria and Lebanon during a recent call. Also, Ynet reports the U.S. renewed its naval blockade and attacked military targets in Iran to counter emerging threats. Also this hour, from Walla, chaos erupted at Navan Station as football fans clashed with security guards. Separately, JNS shares that Netanyahu warned Iran of severe retaliation if attacked, assuring readiness for any scenario. And finally, Forward highlights a critical election in Israel with Netanyahu's leadership and Israeli democracy at stake. Here's what people are saying online. Joe Truzman reports just minutes ago on an attack in Iran targeting the 388th Mechanized Infantry Brigade with unverified claims of casualties. IL Red Alert noted recently that Trump has threatened to strike Iran's infrastructure next week if negotiations do not resume. Eli Afriat highlighted Trump's intention to target Iran's power plants and bridges if diplomatic talks don't progress. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. President Trump has reportedly pushed Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to pull troops from Syria and Lebanon. This call aligns with ongoing talks between Jerusalem and Beirut concerning possible troop withdrawals from designated areas. The move could shift regional dynamics, impacting Israel's strategic posture in neighboring countries. Turning to the situation in Iran, Ynet informs us that the U.S. has intensified its stance by renewing a naval blockade and launching strikes on military targets. This escalation aims to neutralize threats and pressure Tehran amid rising tensions. The international community watches closely as these actions could further strain U.S.-Iran relations. Meanwhile, Walla details an incident at Jerusalem's Navan station, where football fans clashed with security personnel. The altercation occurred as fans resisted security checks, leading to a breach. Such incidents raise concerns about public safety and security management in high-traffic areas. In related developments, JNS reports that Netanyahu has issued a stern warning to Iran, promising a stronger response than previous encounters if attacked. This statement underscores Israel's military preparedness and could deter potential aggression from Tehran, impacting regional stability. Finally, Forward discusses an impending election in Israel, labeled as potentially transformative for the nation's democratic future. As voters prepare to cast their ballots, Netanyahu's leadership faces scrutiny, highlighting the high stakes in this pivotal political moment. On the economic front, first, CTEC discusses the competitive edge in the AI era, stating that success will depend on optimizing AI systems rather than outspending rivals. Separately, Globes provides an overview of Israel's real estate market with updates on apartment sales and rentals. And finally, Ynet Business notes that World Cup fans visiting the U.S. are indulging in a shopping spree, seeking products they perceive as better deals than at home. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.